Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. I want to encourage you to get your Bible, your pen, and a notepad. Call a friend, call a neighbor, and let them know we're getting ready to study God's holy word. I'm going to take you into a message entitled, The New Covenant. And for a subtopic, I'm going to use the Ten Commandments. Hebrews 10, verse 15 and 16, the Bible says, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after that he said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. This is the new covenant. Let's go into the word of God and hear the preaching of the true new covenant. God bless you.
Watch this. Now, if I told y'all got, you got kids. Won't talk to my neighbors. I told y'all somebody in the neighborhood with some poison and they giving it to kids, but I ain't gonna tell you who it is. Wouldn't you look at me crazy? But people look at me crazy when I tell them about these poisoning preachers. they do. And let me tell you something else. Watch this. This is an election season. I guarantee you in America, most everybody done put Donald Trump in their mouth. They done talked about Hillary Clinton. Some of them don't like Hillary. Some of them don't like Donald. Some of them don't like Obama. Some of them didn't like Bush. I bet you they talk about it on their daily job, but they'll look at me crazy. You see, now the same thing they'll try to accuse me of, they doing it. Now watch this. However the church goes, so goes the nation. All the preachers will tell you that. The church is supposed to set the pace for the nation. Preachers preach that all the time. But when I get out here and say, Creflo Dollar line, then they look at me crazy. Well, I ought to look at you crazy when you say Obama line, when you say Bush line. Come on, somebody. We playing games in the church, and I can't play games. I can't play. God told me don't play games, and he told me to call some names today. He did. He did. I was in prayer. I was minding my own business. Minding my own business. And he whispered and said, call their names. And I didn't know you were going to come with the testimony that this preacher said he called names. So people can resent me for this. But I take the resentment. I take the pressure. You can go and do what you want to do. You can hate me. You can throw me. But I'm going to obey God. Because they lying. They're not preaching the new covenant. Jimmy Swagger said, the Holy Ghost will keep them for you. You don't have to do them. You can go to heaven. He said, 2 or 3 days ago, my wife heard him. He said, if we have to have no sin to get to heaven, none of us going. Brother, don't speak for me. You ain't going. I'm going. He said that. I didn't. Now, okay, for those people that get, he calling name. Wait a minute, that's somebody that's going to get your kids poison. What is his name, Apostle? What is his name? Well, these people giving folks poison. And it's the worst poison because some doctors can help you get over poison. You can't get over hell. You go there, it's forever. Hallelujah. Yeah, it was three major when he told me to call. Jimmy Swagger teaches it. Creflo Dollar teaches it. Joseph Prince teaching it. These preachers are lying to the country. That's my calling. These preachers need to repent. I love them. I pray for them. And I pray they repent because they lying to multitudes about God's word. And I defend this word with my life. Maybe he didn't call you to defend it, but he called me. And whatever comes with that, so be it. Let the chips fall where they may. Hallelujah. This Bible says, thou do well, that love thy neighbor as thyself. Ye do well. But if you have respect of person, you commit sin. I'm going to show you in a minute, sin comes from breaking the Ten Commandments. When God gave me the message, sin not, I never knew they were connected with the Ten Commandments just to a few days ago. All I know is God told me, sent me with a sin not message. And haven't sinned since I preached the message. Don't plan on sinning. I'm going to die in holiness. You say, how you know? How you don't know if you read your Bible? Okay, sin going to push you and make you do it. Somebody going to push you and make you lie. Somebody going to push you and make you commit adultery. Come on, saints. Ain't nobody making you do that. You're doing that because you desire. I don't desire no more, and I ain't doing it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But if you have respect to person, you commit sin and convinced of the law as a transgressor. Put the next few up. I'm going to tell you he's talking about the Ten Commandments. This is the new covenant I'm preaching to you. And if it haven't never been preached like this, they didn't preach it right. Because the new covenant, he say, I'm going to write them in your heart. And I'm going to write them on your mind. And you become the ark that carried the covenant. And you won't listen to the Supreme Court that kick them out. You won't listen to the schools that kick them out. You won't listen to preachers that preach them out. It says, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point. He said, if you offend one of them. That's why I say Paul as Saul did not break the Ten Commandments. I'm sorry. And because it's in the airways, I have to be a defender of the faith. And I don't mean no harm for nobody. I don't mean no harm. You know, you say, well, that offend people. Have you ever been concerned that this might offend God? Anybody ever thought about how God get offended at things that offend his word? Anybody ever thought about how God feel? We so concerned about how do people feel. I ain't trying to hurt folks' feelings, but I'm trying to defend God's feelings. Galatians 1:13 through 14, Luke 1:5 through 6, 1 Timothy 1 verse 12 through 13, Philippians 3 verse 6, Acts 24:14 through 20. If I went too fast, get the CD and they free. Paul was talking about, he said, I excel above all my equals in the Judaic law. In the Jews' religion, talking about Judaism. He said, I excel above all my equals. Well, in Luke 1 and verse 5 and 6, the Bible said Elizabeth and Zacharias kept all of the commandments, all of the ordinances, and they was blameless. And Paul, the Spirit speaking through him, said to Paul as Saul, he was above everybody. He said, I was a Pharisee of the Pharisee. He said, and in Acts chapter 24, he said, if anybody got any evil against me up until this day, bring it forth. If not, keep silent. I'm preaching the Bible. I'm a defender of the faith. I'm sorry. Paul said, I live faithful after the tradition of my fathers. I'm a Pharisee of the Pharisees. According to the law, I'm blameless. And the Bible says in Timothy, it says, God counted me faithful, putting me in the ministry. Now, watch this. When God met Paul on the road to Damascus, he was in the ministry because he started preaching when he got to Damascus. So it wasn't like he lived a faithful life before he got to Damascus, so to speak. So what was he talking about? Paul said, I was faithful to that Judaic law. And God counted him faithful and put him in the ministry because he was faithful to that law. What he did is he based on his ignorance. He was not out there deliberately breaking no law. I'm saying it for the atmosphere. Because you can't establish truth with a lie. I sure it's quiet in here. I might lose friends behind this. I might lose everybody. But I'm sorry. I'm called to suffer for this gospel. Hallelujah. No, Paul, as Saul, didn't break no law. And he himself said, because I did it ignorantly, I obtained mercy. And God saw how faithful he was to the Jews' religion and counted him faithful, told him the truth, and put him in the ministry. That's what the Bible say. Hallelujah. Now, right here it says, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and offend in one point. He didn't offend in no point because he knew that this is what he had to do. He said, I excel above all of them. And then we see record with some of them kept them all. Paul said, I was above them. Now, that's the Holy Scriptures. Now, we can go with holy imagination if we want to. It says, for he that said, do not commit adultery. See, he's talking about the Ten Commandments. He that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if you kill, you are become a transgressor of the law. Not talking about the Mosaic law, not the 600, all them 500 to 600 law. We ain't talking about them. That's ended. He talking about them 10 things God put in the Ark of the Covenant and killed people for touching them. Now you're the Ark of the Covenant. And when you came into the new covenant, he wrote them in you. And if these are grievous, you're not born again. You don't know God.
Scripture reference, 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 and verse 4. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Verse 4, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar.
This is an easy way to say whether I know God or don't know God. And if you was ever born again and now you're struggling and keeping them, your soul done got out of the spirit. That's all it is. You're walking in the flesh. Because when you walk in the spirit, you don't break these. Galatians 5:16. This I say, walk in the spirit and you shall not. He calls 17 things you shall not do. 17. Then at the end, he said, and nothing like it. Then he turned around and said, 1 Corinthians 6:9. Know ye not that no whoremongers, no adulterers, none of you shall inherit the kingdom? You can't go to heaven. The preacher called me, going to teach me more perfectly how you can still get to heaven breaking them. That preacher not teaching the new covenant. He don't even know what the new covenant is. Because this is the new covenant. This is the covenant that I will make with them. After those days, I write my law in their hearts. How we don't have law when they wrote inside of you. If they not wrote inside of you, you ain't never met God. You met a religion. Hallelujah. So speak, watch this. James talking. Jimmy Swaggart was teaching. My wife can testify. We got it recorded. They have ministries now. You know, when I was coming up, they had ministries who used to challenge people like John Ankerberg. Anybody ever watch the John Ankerberg show? John Ankerberg would invite preachers with one opinion, another preacher with another opinion, and put them on spot before the body so that they can answer. Y'all tell us why you believe what you believe, and tell us why you believe what you believe, and let the people judge. That's what this ministry is doing. I'm putting my case out there, and I'm putting the word behind it. I call them now. Come lay your case down. That's what I'm doing in the airways. I'm saying lay your case before the body now. And now let the body of Christ judge. Because the Bible said you're going to judge angels. So how can we not judge these small matters? That's why I'm doing this. I'm calling these preachers and their doctrines. Let's sit down and let the body of Christ reason now. And let's see what thus saith the Lord. That's fair. And God is fair. But we got to bring the church back to apostolic order. Question. Because if I preach this, I got to back it up with the Bible. And I got to get these leaders a fair chance, brothers. Come on. I'm just saying give you a fair chance. Lay your case before the body of Christ. Now let the body judge. Is that fair, Elder? Because folks' souls are at stake. So what I was telling y'all about, I'm believing for a show one day. It ain't going to be a show. I wish I had another word. What's a better word? A program. Because I ain't got to show nothing. We ain't coming to entertain. We coming to set the record straight. And it take true apostles to do that. But that was in my heart. Now look at it about the manifest. Let me throw this in. Please set your phones for 9 a.m. on WPFC and start listening to Bishop. I bring his messages here every Monday through Friday, they're on WPFC. And set your phones for 2:30 to 3. I'm preaching at 2:30 to 3. He preached Monday through Friday, 9 to 9:30. Please, you know why you need to be paying attention to what's going on? Because y'all going to meet people in this city, and you ain't going to know what's going on if you don't know what we out there saying. Isn't it good you knew what was going on? Now, what happened when you meet all these folk? Oh, that's your pastor? Well, what about this? Oh, I don't know. Done sat under me 5 years, 6 years, 20 years, and don't know. I don't know where I'm going. I know where I'm going. I'm just seeing what the Holy Ghost wants. All right. So speak ye and so do ye as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. You're going to be judged by the very law placed in your heart. That's why I told that preacher, I judge you by your words. You just say you can break them and go to heaven. Jesus told me, judge a tree by the fruit it bear. You telling me you can break God's word? You're a false prophet. Now, you may be ignorantly false, but just by the fact I challenge you, ought to shake you up and make you stop being false. Because right now, you got a false message. Hallelujah. No. Don't go to that yet. Romans 7, 24 and 25. This is Jimmy Swaggart's favorite chapter to establish the sin doctrine he preaches. He preaches all over the world. He get on the stand and he preach so powerful. He can deliver you from anything. The blood of Jesus can set you free. They said on Monday through Friday on that broadcast that can't nobody stop sinning and be free from sin. I don't know why folks ain't crying out like I am. But you know, preachers got influence. They can blind you. They can blind you. And you can be hearing it and don't hear. But until somebody, God sends somebody to wake up the nation. I'm a go against the grain preacher. And I ain't going to apologize for it. See? So if you start disliking me because of who God called me to be, I love you. But I ain't going to stop. Don't try to change me either. Because I done told God, God, I need to change anywhere. You want me to? He ain't told me nothing. Now, if he do, I'll change. Till then, I'm going to die doing what I'm doing. Because that's my calling. This is the favorite chapter Jimmy Swaggart used to say Paul was struggling. And this is the one where they get that Paul broke the tenth commandment. Paul did not break no tenth commandment. Well, I'm going to say it like this. The scripture don't say he did. That's what I'm going to say. Now, when I look in the scripture, I don't see the scripture saying that. But they get it from this because Paul used some illustration in there. He said, when the law came, I died. Was Paul alive when the law was given? Paul wasn't even born. The law was given all way back there at Mount Sinai when they built that calf. Paul couldn't have been talking about himself. And then in Romans chapter 7, verse 1, Paul said, before he started the chapter, which wasn't a chapter, it was really a letter. Before he started what we call chapter 7, he said in verse 1, know ye not, please know this, I'm talking to them that know the law. He said, I'm talking about the Jews that got the law. Those was unregenerated people who were not born again, who were seeking to live the law. Most of them broke every one of them. And the ones that kept them still had the Adamic nature and still needed the cross. Because the cross and the blood was the only thing to take the sin out the soul. But some of them didn't do those things. Some of them didn't break those laws. The Bible records it. But this is the chapter they use to say Paul was struggling in sin, and they teach all of us going to go through a Romans experience. The man teach it every day. Millions upon millions of people being taught you can't stop sinning. No such thing as sinless perfection. And God chose this Sunday and said, call some names again. Yeah, God said it. And if he didn't, may he whoop me. You got to be bold to say that if you didn't hear God. If I heard God, who are you to get mad at me for obeying God? Hallelujah. Paul said, oh, wretch. Now, if they say Paul was struggling, well, what they do know is Paul met the Lord. Paul said right here, he said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? That's a lost man, folks. That's a lost man with the sin of Adam in his soul. Paul said, when you get delivered, I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind, I serve the law of God. Isn't that the new covenant? This is the new covenant. I'm going to write my laws in your mind, and I'm going to write them on your heart. That's the new covenant. Who's living it? Who's preaching it? It says, I thank God through Christ Jesus. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. But with the flesh, the law. If I get in the flesh, I can serve the law of sin. The church is in the flesh, and that's why they can't live these laws. I'm telling you, if these laws are a problem, it's saying two things to you. You've never been born again, or if you was born again, you need to understand how to bring your soul back in the spirit. Two problems. I got a soul book that I give free. You need to devour it till you get it. Because if these laws are troublesome to you, you're not walking in the new covenant. Woo, I'm still in the introduction. I'm going to have to condense this. How can I do it? Okay. Romans 8, verse 2-4. Look at this. In the new covenant. Saints, I'm preaching the new covenant. This is the new covenant. Now, if you don't like a new covenant preaching, find your old covenant church. And I don't say that mean. You know, I don't mean nothing by that. I'm just being, look. We don't open the doors of the church and ask for no members. Y'all notice that? Anybody ever notice that? People who want to become a part of this church ask me. We confirm you. If I didn't invite you to be a member, why are you complaining if you're a member and you don't like what I'm preaching? And that don't make sense. You asked. And I ain't got no lock and key on nobody in here. Why, if somebody get mad at me, you'll sit here and get disgruntled and create a problem and resent me? Do you know that Satan sent that kind of assignment? Y'all look at me so funny and strange. I'm going to find out who's going to come back next week. Hello. We here to preach the word of God. I'm telling y'all, we don't have no lock and key on you, Tammy. This is my niece. I love her. Boy, she left. She hurt my heart. No, I ain't going to be hurt. But I'd be shocked. I'd miss her. You think I'd keep preaching? I sure would. I sure would. You think I'm going to come in here laughing and smiling? Yes. I'm going to be just as happy as always. Now, a preacher that's looking for members, please don't offend Christy. I got to make you like me. I want you to like God. And if you don't like God, you ain't going to like me. If every preacher was like that, we'd have holy churches. Hallelujah. What'd you say, preacher? They worry about that check. They worry about that money. That preacher said 13 people done left his church. Preaching every message I preach. He preached obedience. He preached perfection. He preached the spirit. He preached everything I preach. Them people scatting out of that church. You know why? Folks ain't, they got the wrong Holy Ghost. The real Holy Ghost make you love the word. You got the wrong Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And he ain't really holy. He's just a ghost. Hallelujah. Watch this. Here's the new covenant I'm preaching. For the law of the spirit of life, the life of God came in me when I received the Holy Ghost. For the law of the spirit of life that was in Christ Jesus had made me free. Can't that spiritual bolt of light and the Holy Ghost hit me. Oh, God, something done happened to me. It cleaned all that Adamic nature out of me. And I said, something done happened to me. I was a new creature. The life of Christ entered me. It made me free from the law of sin and death. That law had me. That law was saying you lusting. That law was saying you committing adultery. That law is saying you displeasing God. But I couldn't live it. I was dead. But that life, that spirit of life came and freed me. Now watch this. This is the new covenant. Law, for the law of sin and death. It freed me from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned it in the flesh. Condemned it. It's condemned it. Shut up. I ain't got no problem with lust. I ain't got no problem with wanting another woman. I ain't got no problem with cursing and lying and stealing and cheating. I ain't got no problem. And I'm addicted to this. I'm going to die doing this. Why? Because that spirit of life is in me. Now, if I take my mind, my heart, and my soul and start thinking on evil things and my soul vacillate back over here, then I'll get in the flesh and think it's hard to do that. That's what most folks live. Don't lie on God. When you live in the spirit, you ain't got no problem with this. It said, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent in his own son in the likeness of sin for flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. That, here's why he did it, the new covenant. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Lord, have your way. Lord, you're welcome in this place. When he come, he liberates you. I only want one woman. She's the most beautiful thing in the world. I'm in love. I'm madly in love. She's madly in love. Ain't a woman, you know, some of these women, they, when they see a good man, they try to tempt him. Y'all don't believe that? I said, baby, you ain't as pretty as heaven, and you sure ain't as fine as my wife. That's how I see it. But that spirit of life in me make me do that. I used to have trouble with this before I got to walking in the spirit. There ain't no trouble in the spirit. There ain't no trouble living these laws out of my life, because that law, that righteousness of that law is fulfilled. How you ain't got no law, preacher? How you can break these things, preacher? Take that prophet and apostle off your name. And I'm going to play this on radio and thank God I don't know your name. Hunt me down. He said he's going to hunt me down. He said I'm going to run you down. On. That's what he's telling. Run me down, preacher. Tell everybody what I'm preaching. Hallelujah. See, let me tell y'all something. I ain't after nobody in the flesh. I'm after demons. I'm up here fighting demons. Let me tell you what real warfare is. The preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ is warfare. Paul said, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's the power of the word of God. When it's preached pure, without error, it just drives things out of people. It challenges people. And demons in people start rising up. That's the warfare. Prayer is just a complement to the preaching of the gospel. Prayer ain't the main thing. Talking about warfare. The preaching is warfare. Now, we do have to personally commune with God. But preaching the gospel is the warfare. And I know I'm stirring up stuff. But a lot of people are going to make heaven their home as a result of this. So, the righteousness of the law is supposed to be fulfilled in all Christians under the new covenant. If not, you're not under the new covenant. Money cometh is not the new covenant. Righteousness cometh is the new covenant. And because of a righteous life that Christ lived and died for me and made me righteous, now Curtis Lewis can walk out in the spirit and never lust. Curtis Lewis can turn the channel off if it's something offensive. Curtis Lewis doing that because I'm walking in his spirit. That's what he gonna judge when I get to the end. What you did in that situation. How you carried it out. How you acted when they hurt you. When they harmed you. When they talked about you. How you acted is what you're gonna be judged for. Alright. Alright, let me condense all of this. I'm gonna let you go read Exodus 20 verse 5 through 20. You'll read where God was given all the commandments. And then at the end, he said that you sin not against me. My message is that if a believer get the real Holy Ghost, the real Holy Spirit applies the blood of Jesus and takes the sin out of your life, according to Ezekiel 36, verse 24 through 27, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, and he make you a new creature. And you are now a new creature in Christ. And the Bible said you're born in righteousness. You're born in right. You haven't just become it. You were born in it. You're born in righteousness and true holiness. And the scripture says, now grow thereby.
Thank you for tuning in today. We're just about out of time. But I want to encourage you to go to our website for more free teaching. You can go to www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. Apostle Lewis said, we love you, thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.
Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus.